Blog Talk Radio.
It's my life now or never.
And I thank you for joining me here tonight. This is a new show, and it's for you. This is an interactive show. We're going to share here, and we're going to help one another reach our challenges. This is your life as it is mine, and we do have the right to choose in how we live it. We all have dreams and desires and needs, but are we living up to those wants, or are we selling ourselves short? Do you know what the hardest challenge is to take? It's the one where you place importance upon yourself. We live in a society that speaks in split tongues. One tongue says, place the importance on yourself. The other says, no, 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 you cannot do that. Everybody else must come first. Well, you know what? I disagree with that. I actually believe that in order to accomplish anything in life, one actually has to place that importance upon self. It's very essential that you oxygenate yourself first, that you understand that you need to be full before you can help anyone else. We can't help anybody if we're half empty or even half full. We cannot neglect our own person. It all starts with you, and you must be the most important person in your own life because it is your life. And then you'll be able to help everybody else. Now, if you want to call in tonight and make any comments or tell me about a challenge that you're wanting to take or that you are taking, something that you really, I'd like to give up smoking, I'd like to lose weight, I'd like to have an extra hour to myself every day, whatever it is, come and share with me. The phone numbers are 1-877-296-0345. That is 1-877-296-0345. There is another number which is not toll free, but if you have difficulty getting through with the other one, that is 1-917-889-3818. Who watched the recent Olympics? We saw people who had spent their whole lives dedicating to their passion, to their sport. Was it to reach the gold? Was it for pride and country? Was it for the glory? Yeah, I know. You're saying for the sponsorship. But whatever it was for, they've dedicated their entire lives for it. Imagine working your entire life and then have it all dashed away by a minuscule of a second. Everything taken, that dream, finished. But is it? Shouldn't we actually be teaching people to look at the thing, my God, you took that challenge. You did the very best you could. You were the best. You were your own excellence. And I think we really need to promote self-excellence and not always that it's about the gold. So think on it. Do we follow leaders who do not believe in themselves? Well, I wouldn't be a very good thing to do, would it? We need them to represent all we aspire to be and to trust their authenticity in order to follow them. We cannot lead if we are not whole, if we are not willing to seek our own excellence. Wholeness is listening and feeling your soul truth, trusting it to your passionate heart, giving it to your spirit to act upon, and knowing what to do with that knowledge. This is why placing importance on yourself is imperative to your growth and to show the world your true value. No, this is not self-importance. That is ego, which is insecurity. Importance of self is knowing that in your own life, there first is you, everyone else, and who you are and how you project your inner worth will attract people to believing in you. to trusting in you and respecting you for your wholeness. So, you could be your own Olympian, your own leader, your own inspirer. Just believe in something. Act on that belief and commit to something that will help your inner and outer personal growth. So how does this work with a 90-day challenge? I'm asking you to give love to yourself for a 90-day period, giving pure love and dedication to yourself. I want you to choose something that's been a challenge for you and to do something that is purely for your benefit. It could be giving yourself undivided attention for a whole hour every day, like taking time to read that book or write one, that long, luxurious bath. It could be getting rid of a bad habit, such as smoking, eating wrong foods, selling yourself short, or not following your dream. It might be a desire to lose weight and gain control over your dietary health. This is the path that I've chosen for myself. It could be saying goodbye to someone who is not good for you, or finding the courage to say hello to someone you want to know. It could be dedicating 90 days to your dream business and getting it up to a sustainable growth. Whatever it is, a bad habit, embracing a good new one, value being placed on health, reaching for your wealth, here on this show, we're going to help you get there. If 90 days is too long for you to kick, okay, make it 30. We can always add more days later. This is your no-fail zone. We want you to succeed. We want you to be triumphant in your own life. I, Sarah To, and my experts are your dream team of support with teachings, ideas, tips, encouragement, and believing that, yes, you can. My apologies, we have a dog fit going off here. It's the trouble when you work from home. We believe that, yes, you can succeed, but we believe that you don't and should not do it alone. One needs encouragement. One needs people to give you the tips on how to get there. One needs coaching. One needs to hear somebody else's journey and how they've done it so we know how to do it ourselves. I have these experts. I have them on my other show. And these people are going to be coming on to this show to help you in everything that you need to know. So the next thing you might ask is, how am I going to do it? Well, I have placed a 90-day dedication to myself by taking the 90-day Body IV challenge. Why am I taking this, and what is it? Well, apart from wanting to lose a few pounds and get into a smaller size dress, I want a quality of health bag. I have health issues, and then I want to dictate my quality of life. I want to take back control of how my health is and not let my health dictate what I can and cannot do. I'm going to give you a list of a few things that I have, because if you have them too, let me know. Let us share this journey together and things that we can do in surviving it. I'm an insomniac. I have fibromyalgia, my physical pain, asthmatic, sciatica, and IBS, and a very low energy. I do not believe in drugs for the sake of drugs. I may take a Tylenol for pain, but I believe in EFT or mind over matter, taking a walk, breathing exercises, whatever other way that I can overcome. But I want my life back, and I want to be able to enjoy my next chapter in life with more energy, with good sleep, good health, and a body that has the same enthusiasm as my soul and spirit does. So I'm going to replace 2 meals a day with the Body by V Shakes. I'm going to inform you of my weight loss and any changes that I am having. And I invite you to share your stories with me if you're on the 90 Body by V Challenge. Let us share recipes, give tips, and encourage one another to success. My 58th birthday is but a month away. I want to feel better, more vibrant. So here goes. This is my personal challenge. What is yours? Call me. I'm going to give you that number again. 1-877-296-0345. Or you can blog me, and you can blog what your challenges are, what you would like to achieve, what you're doing right now, your successes, your blockages. Let me know. Let's start the dialogue. It is the http://important90dc.blogspot.ca. That's important90dcdaychallenge.blogspot.ca. And share with me what it is that you want to achieve. Tell me what kind of help you need, and I'll bring those experts onto the show and share the tips of information for us all to benefit from. Share your accomplishments. We all love to hear a success story. If you have had success, please tell us. Tell us how you did it. And let us share in your accomplishment. Let's cheer you on for your achievement. And let us be inspired by what you've done for yourself. We know what it means for you to succeed. We want you to have that goal, and we want you to succeed in your own challenge. Let's make this a challenge community and be there for one another. Body by Me is my challenge. I'm doing this for me. I have met people who have had success with it, and because of I've seen the humanity in it and what it does for people, it gives them back their life. Some people are in it for making a good living, and it's changed their entire life structure on how they've earned their living and their wealth ratio. That is wonderful. For some people, it is about losing that weight that they never could lose. Fantastic. For some people, it is about freedom, freedom of choice. Again, brilliant. But I also was very, very inspired by the founder, Ryan, when he started talking about the reason why he did this, and that is to feed the children that are hungry. And they have fed over 1 million children in America with these shakes, with these nutrients, and I'm a firm believer in giving back. And that humanitarian story is the one that really got me and got me going on this journey. So, remember, whatever it is you decide, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be my challenge. It's your challenge. It can be anything you want. Maybe you started a project and you never finished it, and now you're going to give yourselves that 90 days to finish that project. No more procrastination. You're going to get the help that you need. You're going to ask people in the blog room. You're going to share it and make that commitment with us. We're going to help you get through it. We're your own cheerleading team. It doesn't matter what you do, but please commit. Give it all you've got, because if you do, you're showing the world and everyone around you that your dreams do matter. You're showing that you can commit to something that is extremely important. You are showing somebody that you have belief and you will stand by that belief. This isn't just for you to show the world who you are, but it's to show the world what they can achieve as well. So be an inspirer while you are being inspired. I have another show every Wednesday. It's called You're Important to Sarah. This is where I interview my experts. These people have followed their own unique paths, have known the bumps in the road. They are here to guide you all forward on your own journeys. Every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, I interview them about their work, their passion, how they got there, what crossroads they had in life that changed their direction. And let me tell you some of these stories. Oh my goodness, they're so inspirational. They are truly, truly something to tell you that doesn't matter how down and out you are, you can get back up, and yes, you can triumph. And these people have now put everything they know into tools in the form of books or programs, and they're now coaching you with their expertise to help you reach your goals. They are very, very, very inspiring. So if you go back to the archives of my shows, which you will find on theimportanceofyou.ca, that is the importance of you, and that is a letter U, folks, .ca. You go to the importance of you heading, and you'll go scroll right down, and you'll see all the archives of all my old shows there. You'll also see a list of who is coming on this month as a guest speaker. Anybody from any of the past shows that you would like to see interviewed again or to come on to share a coaching something with you, please just let me know and they'll be glad to come back on. Tomorrow we've actually got Heidi Thompson coming on, and she's going to be teaching us how to breathe. Just breathe. Take a breath. Every time you think, I can't, take a breath, because in that few seconds, you now know you can. She's going to be talking about breathing in schools, breathing between parents and children, instead of popping that Ritalin, take a breath. And for ourselves, take a breath, center ourselves, don't get all stressed out. Breathing can calm you down. And this is going to be very, very good conversation tomorrow, so please do join us. So, yes, you are very important in your own life. If you do not place importance on your own life, who else will? You want to stand tall in your own existence. Then believe that you are worth investing in. You are your biggest commodity. The first thing anyone has to do in your life with your business, your love interests, that person of self-value to others is what they will know and how to place value on you. The value you place upon yourself is the value that others will take you for. Be that person of worth, of authenticity, of importance of self, and people will know to treat you in that respect. We learn from others, right? So let us be there for each other. We are better when we face a personal challenge with other people. We can talk ourselves out of anything, right? Every single body, we know that. Oh, I'm just going to do this. Oh, but then such and such got in my way, and I got busy, and, you know, I really meant to do that. And it's not really that we're not disciplined people. It's, again, it comes down to that we're not placing that importance on whatever that project was. We're not placing that importance on us achieving it. Now, I'm not talking about procrastinating over doing the laundry or the oil change in the garage or sweeping the leaves. I'm talking about those personal challenges. You know, those ones that make you feel good. They make you feel proud. They make you feel that you have achieved something important to your own life. Those are the ones. Stop sweeping them under the rug. Stop pushing them aside. Start embracing them. I've done this with this challenge. I am a little overweight, but mostly it is for me, is I want to be able to sleep, because when I sleep, I will heal. I've heard plenty of people say how their sleeping is so much better, how their energy increases, and how losing that extra weight just makes them feel really good about themselves. And it's been so long since I've placed that importance upon myself, so I am now doing this for me. And I want you to step up and help me along, please. Share with me some recipes. Share with me some encouragement. Give me some tips, especially if you know the ailments that I have and what you have that you did to overcome any of it. This is the place of sharing. So please, let us share. Share everything with me. Now I'm going to tell you how I drank my shakes today. I mixed them with bananas and berries and skim milk. In the morning, I added yogurt to it. At lunchtime, I had blueberries in it. And I made a couple of glasses of shake. And yes, it's completely filled me up. For tonight, I'm going to have a very nice supper of steamed vegetables and a little piece of pork. Tomorrow, I'll have steamed vegetables with fish. And I'm feeling good. And I'm going to keep this up every day. But I do know there's going to be days I might be challenged. So if you can help me get through those challenges with some tips, please do share them. Please do share them. So, what is yours? Come on now, phone in, tell me. What is your challenge? Why haven't you done it thus far? What's holding you back? What do you need to succeed? Who do you need as a coach? What kind of information are you needing to get you there? Come on, folks, share with me. You've heard all about me here now. You've heard all about my shows. But now, this is an interactive show. So it's about you. It's about what you want. So come on, folks, tell me what you want. I'm going to go back to my other show a little bit. I'm going to give you a little background as to why I went into the show. I actually teach True Colors, Personality Profiling, four key characters to which we're all born with, and we interact in those perspectives. I also teach a program called Your View of Life, and that allows you to look at your life from the outside in, seeing things that you might have missed, areas of your life that you're not paying attention to, challenges that really aren't as big as they are. These programs were devised because they work, and I've used them because they work. I am a soul counselor. What is that? It is placing importance in finding your soul within you, because your soul will never ever leave you alone. It will always be there for you. It always has information for you. It is your cosmic knowledge. It is your godly knowledge. It is where God speaks to you. It is around the navel area. And whenever you say, I have this gut feeling, well, that is, you're being spoken to. Please listen to it. It cannot lie. Listen to its truth. You then give it to your heart, and your heart gets passionate about this knowledge. It gets passionate about what this it needs to know. And it then gives it to your spirit, which is up around your chest area. And then, now. Okay, who muted that? We step into action now, and that action gives it to the head. And you know what? By the time you've got there, your head knows what to do. It doesn't need an encyclopedia. It doesn't need anything for you to verify or study. You just simply know. That knowingness, that no doubt knowingness. It is a wonderful feeling because you just simply know what you need to know at the time that you need to know it. So, I want you to tell me, do you listen to your soul? Do you know how to use your spirit? And do you know how to put yourself into positive, passionate action? I've got Christopher in the queue here. Hi, Chris. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, Sarah. How's yourself?
I'm doing excellent. What have you got to tell me? Have you got a challenge? Are you on one? You want to share one?
I started my challenge in March the 15th, one day after my 50th birthday.
Can you tell me what your challenge is?
Well, originally I started out looking for more nutrition in my meals because I'm a terrible eater and I have very poor eating habits. And that's kind of what I wanted to do, looking for some form of nutrient that came on. And I started the 90-day challenge from Body by Vi. And in my first 90 days, my energy level went up, my sleeping habits improved, everything about it was just it was a wonderful product. And something happened to me that I really wasn't even looking for at the time. And I lost 39 pounds in 90 days, which was totally amazing.
Just with the sleep and the energy, but to kind of the weight as well. That's really, really great. So kind of beyond your expectations?
It was wonderful. It worked so well. So I started my second challenge immediately afterwards. So I'm two-thirds of my way into my second challenge right now, a little bit more. I got about two and a half weeks left, and I'm down a total of 56 pounds over that period of time. For the first time in my life, I'm under 200 pounds, well, since grade 10 anyhow, and that was a very long time ago.
That is fantastic. Can you tell me, I mean, yes, you can fall asleep, and you've lost the weight, but can you tell me what it's personally in your life to achieve this?
What it's done?
Yes. The sleep and the energy, etc. But, I mean, it's obviously been beyond your expectations. So, how has it changed your life? What does it actually mean to you?
Well, it's really kind of neat because everybody notices. Everybody says, oh, you look so wonderful. What happened? You've lost some weight. Everything is great. And I said, yeah, everything about this has been a wonderful program, and I'm sharing it with as many people as I can and tell them about it. And because geez, if I can help anybody do what I did, it's just a wonderful thing. The downside to this, of course, is now I need to buy a whole new wardrobe because nothing fits me.
And that is the challenge I'm going to have with the winter clothes. Too much because, you know, I just really want to have the rest of my life. I think that's a new one. So, you know what? That's actually kind of exciting. I don't know if you remember many years ago, you know, Oprah doing that massive diet where she lost 60 pounds of fat, came out in these jeans that she always wanted to wear. And the funny thing is about when you do that and you go back into clothes that you want to go back into, you suddenly realize they're out of date. It's time to buy something. So you have two things on your wardrobe ahead of you here.
I'm sorry, I really am having problems hearing you, Sarah. What was that question?
No, apparently I'm having problems on internet radio. I think this is a really good excuse now to go and buy a new wardrobe because you can reinvent yourself and create a new image.
Well, that's actually kind of what's happened is my daughter's now taking me shopping and she's buying me all these clothes that I would not normally buy. One, A, they're very expensive, but two, they definitely don't fit my fashion sense, but she says they're looking good and the wife's liking it and everything else seems to be doing really well.
That's really good. That's always very good. So you're going to stay for a little longer? There's no more weight to be lost. Are you going to have like a maintenance program that you will stay on that will just kind of keep you energized about losing weight?
Well, I've actually got down to where the weight that I'd like to be, although I'm not in the shape that I want to do. So now I'm going to change my challenge into more of a workout bulking up type of program so that, at 50 years old, I'm not going to look like this fat, blubbery guy anymore. It's going to definitely look a lot better. So I'm back in the gym again after several years.
We might be looking at Magic 2 featuring Christopher.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Wonderful. So the challenge that it's done for you is actually giving you back the quality of life. And you've actually got more energy to actually go back into the gym. And you have thought of doing the gym before you took the challenge.
Energy is one thing. Self-esteem is another. It's a wonderful thing to build yourself back up so that you're not embarrassed to go into a place with your stomach hanging over your belt. I mean, at one time, my belt, I was punching holes out at the end, barely trying to make it fit. Now I've got it to the point where I'm punching holes the other way. I've lost 8 inches around my waist. It's totally amazing.
Well, that is fantastic. I hope you encourage me to show, because this is what we're about here, sharing good stories, sharing tips, sharing personal achievements, and go to the blog where they can share their stories. And, I've got actually one brilliant lady I had on my other show. She's actually called Fat Chick. And she just keeps with people that are bigger. Because, for a lot of people, it's intimidating. It's very intimidating for them when they're bigger to exercise on the loose. So I'm going to speak soon. So, thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for having me online, Sarah. I have to go now. The phone's not working all that well. I'm having difficulties hearing you, so I'll go back to the online. You take care, and maybe we'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. So, folks, I hope you can hear me. I'm apparently having a little cutting out problem again. Next week, please do join me. Same time, same place. And I just want you to come on over and...
Who do you need to have to help you? I have this wonderful lady with the exercise program. If you want her online, please let me know. If you need somebody who will address allergies, I've got her. If you've got people for motivation, I've got her. If you've got people to do with your sexual prowess, getting back into that wonderful lovemaking realm again in a new body, I've got her. So just please let me know, folks, what do you need, and I will provide it. Go to the blog, contact me on my site, The Importance of You, that's the letter U.ca, and let me know what you want. Okay, folks? So next week at 5 o'clock, and don't forget my show tomorrow with Heidi Thompson on Just Breathe, Breathing to Stay Calm. Okay, that is 11 o'clock tomorrow on Your Importance to Thara on the same network, Authentic You Radio.